77 WABC. The following program does not necessarily reflect the views of WABC Radio.
The following program is brought to you by NYU Winthrop Hospital. It's the weekend. Be good to yourself. It's Katz's Corner with Dr. Aaron Katz, where you get simple, straightforward answers to your questions about health, from diet and supplements to lifestyle changes. To reach Dr. Katz, call 800-848-WABC. Now, live on 77 WABC, it's the chairman of urology at NYU Winthrop Hospital in New York. Here is Dr. Aaron Katz.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Katz's Corner here on WABC Radio in New York. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Katz, and we are live. If you'd like to give me a call this morning, the phone lines are open. The number is 1-800-848-WABC. That number again is 1-800-848-9222. So glad you could join me this morning. Wow, it's a beautiful day outside. And I want to first wish all the veterans a wonderful day. Of course, I want to thank you all for your outstanding service to our country. And I hope that the VA system will continue to improve. I have heard, although I'm not intimately involved with the VA service, I have heard through my colleagues that work through the VA that there have been significant improvements over the last couple of years. People have recognized that veterans clearly need improved and the best health care that we can provide for them. And I know that there is significant funding that is going towards that. So I want to wish all the veterans a wonderful day. I actually this summer had an opportunity to give a lecture in Paris. And while I was there, I had decided to go to Normandy. And it was an outstanding and memorable experience. And if you haven't been there and you get the chance to go to Europe, it is a moving and remarkable experience to stand and look out on Omaha Beach in Normandy, and you can imagine. And, you know, it's not like it was hundreds of years ago. It was, you know, I mean, we're talking about, you know, it was 70 years or so, you know, 1944. And just a very moving experience to be there. So if you ever get the chance to go to France and or to Europe, make sure that you stop there and pay tribute. And you can go see, of course, the cemetery there. It's just amazing. 1-800-848-9422. 1-800-848-9222 is the number if you want to give me a phone call. And I wanted to also thank at the top of the hour this morning my colleague, Dr. Jonathan Haas, who was very kind enough to sit in for me last weekend while I was down in Boca Raton, Florida, celebrating Mom's 80th birthday. John always does a terrific job, and John Haas, who is the chairman of radiation oncology at NYU Winthrop, is well known for his work in what's called the a different form of radiation that we're now using. It's called SBRT, or otherwise known in our medical center as CyberKnife, which is the less days of radiation that you need to use for prostate cancer. And John is also really a pioneer, not only in prostate, but also for brain tumors, breast tumors, tumors in the chest, lung cancers, now applying the CyberKnife for that. And it's not just if you decide to come to NYU Winthrop Hospital for a consultation and you need radiation, it's not like you're definitely going to get CyberKnife, because there are patients that need other forms of radiation therapy, and that's the beauty of our hospital, that we have the conventional forms of radiation therapy, and then we have the newer robotic delivery system called CyberKnife. So again, I want to thank him for coming on the show and educating all of you about that. I wanted to start this morning and talk about some of the things that I have seen over the last few weeks. And it may be because, I don't know, maybe because the weather is getting colder. And I have seen this in my practice over a number of years now. But men seem to be complaining of a lot more urinary symptoms. And it could be weather changing. It could be the fact that as colder weather is upon us now here in the Northeast, that the muscles within the pelvic area become a little bit tighter. And it may be just, you know, it may be just that. And, you know, I've seen patients that are here in New York and in the winter, and they go down to Florida, and the urinary symptoms seem to just all of a sudden, you know, abate, and they're feeling much better. Now, it could be stress-related. And this is something that has not been well studied here, but or in the medical literature, the fact that when people go on vacation or they go to warmer climates from a colder climate, and they have more they're more relaxed, that it may have an effect, not necessarily on the prostate. And remember where the prostate sits, which is underneath the bladder. God made it. I don't know why God put it there, but God put the prostate right there underneath the bladder. And if it starts to grow, and it does seem to grow as men get older, it may be a function of hormones. It may be a function of genetics. It can push in on the bladder and on the tube leading out from the bladder, known as the urethra. And, you know, these symptoms can certainly get a lot worse in colder weather, because the prostate is also surrounded by a rich supply of nerves and muscles. And if men are more anxious, having more stress in their life, it can come out in a lot of different ways. I mean, we all are aware of men that are undergoing stress that all of a sudden have a heart attack or stroke or ulcers. But I've seen it so many times in my practice over the years of prostate pain, of pelvic pain, and using things, believe it or not, like relaxation, massage, acupuncture. You know, acupuncture, I don't know if any of you have ever tried acupuncture, but acupuncture for men, especially for pain in the pelvic area, can be extraordinarily helpful and underutilized, I think, in this country. And so many urologists are trained that, oh, if somebody has pain in the pelvic area, it must be an infection. You need antibiotics. You need pain medication. And certainly there are times where there is an infection. And if you are having any of these symptoms, by the way, you need to be evaluated to make sure that you don't have an infection. If you certainly have pain when you urinate or pain in the pelvic area, or you're starting to notice that this is classic this week. I can't tell you how many guys that I've seen that are having more frequent trips at night to the bathroom, or feeling like they have to run to the bathroom. We call that urgency. A lot of patients say, I am incontinent. I have incontinence, Dr. Katz. I have incontinence. I said, well, do you leak urine? Do you need pads in the underwear? No, I don't have that. Well, then you don't have incontinence. We define incontinence as leakage. And typically in our field, in urology, we define it as if you need, you know, to wear a pad or a liner in the underwear. And, you know, some guys are wearing one pad a day just to go out, just for a little security reasons, you know, because they're feeling, you know, a little uncomfortable, and that they might leak urine if they're going to a party or a social event or dinner or theater. And other men are in pads all day long, 7-8 pads a day. I saw a patient this week who actually had tried a number of different medications for leakage, and some men who have had surgery to the prostate, and they've had damage to the pelvic muscles, may need to have a replacement of some of the muscles. That's called an artificial sphincter. And that's obviously the worst case scenario. But the typical things that I've seen this past week are men that definitely have poor urine flow, more urgency to go to the bathroom, getting up at night more. And if you are having any of these symptoms and you're listening to the show, of course, I'm biased, because I'd love for you to come into our medical center at NYU Winthrop. We have multiple locations throughout Long Island and New York City. But if you can't, then you know, make it to our medical center or downtown Manhattan, because we are now affiliated with the wonderful NYU Langone Medical Center, then you need to see your local urologist. And I would ask your primary care doctor for a recommendation. That's what you need to do. I mean, you can start out and get evaluated with a primary care doctor if it's easy to get into to see him or her. Although these days, doctors are just so busy. It's you know, waiting lists are, I don't know, seem to be busier than ever. But if this is a significant problem, you need to call and make sure that, you know, you can get in and get a brief exam just to make sure that you don't have something like a urinary tract infection. And that's very easy to rule out. And I have seen a number of patients this week, actually, that have come in with the standard E. coli urinary infection or an enterococcus infection, which require antibiotics. Now, believe me, I'm integrative. I'm not purely holistic, but I am an integrative doctor, and I understand that there are wonderful herbal remedies out there and ways to treat men and women instead of using the standard ways that we've learned here in Western medicine. But if you have a urinary tract infection, that's not going to go away. And you need an antibiotic to eradicate that. And the reason that I'm seeing more urinary tract infections, I think, is that if you're not emptying your bladder, and if you do have this enlarging prostate condition, and if it is not only from this tight pelvic spasm that I'm seeing a lot of, but it can be combined with, as well, an enlarging prostate, then you may not be able to empty your bladder well. And if you don't empty the bladder well, and that's actually very easy for us to determine in the office, by the way. You can just go urinate in the bathroom, and then we can do a quick ultrasound of your bladder. Very easy to do. And just to ensure that you are emptying well, because if you're not, then and your bladder is getting stretched out and urine is staying behind in your bladder, then that's the nidus for bacteria to grow. And then you start winding up with urinary tract infections and you need to be treated. And some men, I've seen a few over the last few weeks, that their bladder is so distended and they have so much urine in the bladder that they need a catheter, or you need us to drain the bladder. And the only way to drain the bladder, and we can do this in the office, and is to put in a temporary catheter just to drain all the urine out. Because if you don't, you're going to develop infections, you're going to develop stones, and then some of that urine that's in your bladder can go back up into the kidneys, and you can wind up with, you know, in certain cases, it can affect the kidneys, it can swell the kidneys, and you can wind up with kidney damage. Certainly you don't want to do that. Now look, I'm giving you worst case scenario, and I'm not a doctor of fear. I don't believe in instilling fear in anyone, but I am encouraging you, and I have seen this very frequently, that if you are having these signs and symptoms, you need to be checked out. And you know, you may have been putting it off. Maybe it's getting worse. Maybe it's bothering you at work. And so it may be just a garden variety pelvic spasm. It may be an enlarging prostate. And also, you know, look at your history. Look at your history. Look at your family history. Did your dad? I can't tell you how many times this occurs where I speak to patients and they say, oh yeah, my father had this condition. Of course. I mean, and I do an ultrasound in the prostate in the office. That's one of the first things that I do. And just to see that if someone is having these symptoms, is it from an enlarging prostate? And an ultrasound of the prostate takes literally 90 seconds to do in the office. Very easy test. And I can't tell you how many times it can reassure someone that, because they're concerned, was it a very large prostate? And right when they leave the office, you can see the anxiety just melting away, that it's not as a horrible condition. It's not a cancer condition. I see men that come in with PSA elevations because, you know, they were told by their primary care doctor, oh, you need to go see your urologist right away. Go see someone because your PSA is too high. And then, you know, I can tell you right then and there if your prostate is very large. Your PSA may be normal for your condition. And again, if you have an enlarged prostate, it doesn't mean that you necessarily need treatment. But if you are having these symptoms, and we are able to show that, you know, the bladder is not emptying, or you're getting urinary infections, or, you know, sometimes you can wind up with big prostates and they can bleed a little bit and you can have blood in the urine. I see this quite a bit with men coming in and they were at the gym. You're at the gym and you're pushing, you're straining, you're doing squats maybe, or even if you're doing, you know, bench press and you're putting, or bicep curls and you're standing and you're putting some pressure on your pelvic area. And if you have a large prostate and little vessels around the prostate is very rich vascular supply, you can have a little bleeding. And, you know, blood in the urine is not normal. And that's another thing that if you've seen that, you do need to call your physician, because that can be something just as very innocent as an enlarged prostate, but it may be something else. It could be a stone in the bladder or the kidney. But if you have a history of tobacco smoke, there could be a bladder polyp. It could be bladder cancer. So you need to be, you know, evaluated. You don't want to just let this go. And I'm saying this because I have seen guys, and a lot of guys, it's a mentality of men. Oh, you know, I'm okay. I'm fine. I don't need to be checked out. Sometimes if the prostate can enlarge and it can affect the nerves that run very close to the prostate that affect erection, well, okay, then if you're starting to have that problem, then guys, all right, now it's time for me to go to the doctor. But then again, you know, it's oftentimes the spouse, wife, girlfriend that kind of pushes men to go in, and thankfully they do. And women are much more used to going to the doctor more frequently, much more earlier in life, a gynecologist, let's say, and they're more comfortable with it. Whereas men are nervous, they're scared, and I understand that. I get that. But I can't tell you how many times when, you know, the patients come in and guys come in and they are nervous and freaked out because they have these symptoms or signs, or they've been, told that they have may have a more significant issue than they do. And doing just one office visit, sometimes within 15, 20 minutes, we can let you know that everything is okay. So please come in and get checked out if you are having any of those signs or symptoms. All right, let me take a moment. Phone lines are open, 1-800-848-9222. Good morning, everyone. It's time to wake up. 1-800-848-WABC. That number again is 1-800-848-9222. And, you know, if you are having some of these issues, some of these urinary tract issues that I'm talking about, as an integrative physician, I have been trained and have a wonderful experience using herbal compounds and lifestyle modifications. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean, it's very easy to reduce the number of times that you're getting up, usually, not always, but usually, by reducing the amount of fluid that you take into your body, especially after dinner. I mean, times that guys come in, they say, I'm getting up four or five times a night, but I'm, you know, I have a couple of beers with dinner, or I'm drinking a lot of water throughout the day, and I continue my drinking water or fluid after dinner. Okay, stop that. I mean, that's something that you need to reduce, especially after dinner. That will help you. There are things that you can do to help promote sleep, and I have seen many patients benefit from melatonin right before you go to bed. I have seen men improve their sleep-wake cycle, their sleeping cycle, by not watching TV right before they go to bed, or using the computer or the laptop right before you go to bed. This will help you to stay sleep longer. Now, if you are having some issues and you want to try some herbal compounds, I don't have one that I'm particularly a fan of, but I would recommend that if you're looking for an herbal product, that it contains things like saw palmetto, pumpkin seeds, stinging nettles. Those things can be very helpful. Now, there has been a recent study looking at the benefits of vitamin D, and I'm a big proponent of vitamin D, especially in the winter months now, because we're not outside, we're not getting as much exposure. One of the best sources of vitamin D is the sun. So if you're going to take vitamin D, which I think you should, first you probably should ask your primary care doctor to get a vitamin D level on you to make sure that it is low. And I will tell you that the majority of guys, most of the patients in this country, especially in the Northeast, in the winter months, your vitamin D level is going to be low. It's just going to be low. Absolutely. So the only way to supplement, the only way to get it into the normal range, and vitamin D has been shown in multiple studies to be extraordinarily helpful for a number of conditions. And I do think it's a potent, well, it's a kind of a hormonal vitamin compound to prevent a lot of different ailments, including cancer. It's not like the be-all, end-all, but certainly can be helpful. And you need to take 5,000 units a day. If you go to a multivitamin, and I'm a fan of multivitamins, and I take them myself, but if you go and you look at the amount of vitamin D that's in each multivitamin, it's very small. It's very small amounts. So you need to supplement and take vitamin D 5,000 units a day. And I've been a big fan of other supplements in my practice that I use, things that contain pomegranate seeds or pomegranate extracts, lycopene, which are stewed tomato products. There are lycopene pills that you can take for prevention. There is a product that I'm a fan of called AHCC, AHCC, which is a mushroom blended product that is produced in Sapporo, Japan, to enhance and stimulate the immune system, especially this time of year where many of us are coming down with colds, feeling a little bit run down. This can be very helpful as well. But if, I typically will try herbal compounds first before going to medication, especially if, you know, you're having some of the early warning signs. Now, if you've already been in urinary retention or you can't empty your bladder at all, then the herbals may be helpful, but they're not going to be helpful enough. And you're going to need probably some type of a medication to either reduce the size of the prostate. And if you have a very large prostate, there are medications out there that can help and shrink the prostate over time, but you need to be aware of the side effects of these medications. And then there are a class of medications that can relax the muscles around the prostate and open up the urethra. And again, there can be some sexual side effects with these medications, mainly reduced ejaculation. But a lot of the men that are requiring these types of medications, you know, are in their late 70s, let's say, 80s, and that's not an issue for them anyway. But I still like to let people know, patients know, and be educated about the potential side effects. And there can be some dizziness as well. And then there is a whole class of medications that actually are geared towards the bladder that can reduce the overactive bladder symptoms. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I see that Barbara, I always like to take calls from women. I'm always a little nervous about that because I never know what they're going to ask, but hopefully it's something related to the conversation. Good morning, Barbara. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Katz. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
So my question is this. My brother has prostate cancer, and we're he's undergoing evaluation and treatment now.
Okay.
But he was a big drinker. He had about 3 alcoholic beverages a day. And would you talk a little about, the need to stop drinking when you have prostate cancer and how alcohol can make a person more susceptible to prostate cancer?
Well, Barbara, I don't really have a lot of evidence that the alcohol itself is related to prostate cancer. However, 3 drinks consuming way too much alcohol certainly has been shown to affect the liver and can affect the body in other ways. And certainly, if you're undergoing cancer treatment, you want to optimize your health and you want to make sure that you're not taking in anything toxic to your body. And certainly, drinking that much alcohol is not going to be helpful to him. And so, I don't know if he's around in Manhattan, but certainly I would read him the Riot Act, so to speak, and tell him that you need to take care of yourself, and you need to make sure that every day you're taking in proper nutrients, that you're exercising. Talk to him about, you know, mind, body, and stress, because, you know, prostate cancer. I don't, how old is he, Barbara?
63.
All right, so he's young. To me, that's young.
Yeah.
And so he's young, Barbara. And so, yeah, I think that he needs to be told and to be, and perhaps, you know, if this is a long-time problem for him, he probably should seek therapy, help, and you know, maybe join AA. Okay.
And he also had an enlarged prostate for at least the last 10 years and has been suffering with, you know,
the symptoms
of
I'm
retention.
Talking about. Sure.
And so he started taking a prostate supplement blend with nettles and saw palmetto and and pomegranate and things like that. So what's the relationship between those ingredients and prostate cancer? Could they help prostate cancer?
They might help, yes. I mean, I have a lot of patients that, and thank you for your phone call, Barbara. I have a lot of patients that have low-risk prostate cancer, Barbara, that may not need radiation or surgery, and I would have to, you know, individualize. We have personalized medicine these days. We would take a look at his case and see if diet and supplements may be just enough for him and lifestyle modifications, but certainly the alcohol is not helping him at all. We have a few moments left. I'm sorry, we have a bunch of people on the line. I guess we'll keep with a female theme, and let me hear from Susan. Good morning, Susan from Westchester. How are you?
Yes, on the urine tests, the red blood cells came back 5 to 10.
Yes.
And the white blood cells came back 5 to 10. But is this bad, or what does this mean to me, or what should I do about it?
Is it your urine test?
Yes.
It may mean nothing. It may be nothing, Susan. Are you a smoker?
No, I don't smoke, and I don't drink alcohol.
Okay. And no other urinary symptoms?
No.
I would repeat it, Susan. I would repeat it. I would repeat the test. That low level may be just background noise, and especially for women, low levels of that amount of blood and white cells may be absolutely nothing. If it's persistent, you might want to have an additional test and maybe just a quick cystoscopy, which is a look inside the bladder to make sure there's no polyps there, okay? But likely it's going to be benign, Susan, with that low level. Okay.
The doctor, I had a hysterectomy, and it was because of urinary retention, and the doctor thought maybe it was related to that.
Yeah, it could very well be, Susan. It could very well be. Certainly you're presenting, and we don't have the time to go into the full history, but there are many things that can cause microscopic blood in the urine at low levels at what you're talking about, and may be very innocent and nothing. But I wouldn't forget about it. I would repeat it. And probably have a further, just a slight further evaluation. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Anytime, Susan. Joseph was waiting. I'm sorry I didn't get to you. That's the end of the show, and it went rather quickly. So I'm rather sorry about that, Joseph from New Jersey. I'll get to you next week. Tune in every Sunday here on WABC Radio in New York. Have a wonderful day, everyone. And happy Veterans Day to all those that served our country. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Tune in every Sunday. This is Dr. Aaron Katz.
WABC, New York.